Christ is so boring change when it's central, so essential. It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address to yourself. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
Hello.
That is correct. Hello, Tim.
That is correct. We have a super special guest today.
Super special?
Yeah. Super duper special. Super.
Mega.
Fantastic.
Ultra special guest. our good friend Trevor, who used to host the radio show for 10 years on CITR.
That's true.
Was it 10 years?
Yes. 10 and a half.
Get it
you can
right.
believe that.
Yes.
Vengeance is mine.
No, yes. Let him say it. It's better.
Okay.
Vengeance is mine.
That's the one. Vengeance is mine.
That's the one.
So, you know, it's complicated.
Yeah, that's how I used to pronounce it after a couple of times.
So, yeah, and we would like to...
I'm leaving town, so I thought I'd come and crash their show one last time.
Yeah, and I don't know. I have an announcement, but we can make that later.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. We can do that later.
But Trevor is our amazing friend and has a terrific music taste.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're too kind.
And we even played music together.
This is true. The three of us.
So
it's true.
In a room.
We did. Yes, it's true.
We have lots of connections and yeah. Okay, we started off the show with Creator, that's a song Renewal from their album Renewal. And we played Creator because they are playing... tomorrow, and I'm going to see them.
Is that tomorrow already? Oh, yeah.
No, it's
just in a couple of days, isn't it?
Well, March 19th.
The
19th. Oh,
right?
The 19th. Oh, that is tomorrow.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I know which show I'm going.
That's right.
Tomorrow at
Rickshaw.
Rickshaw,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Better than The Vogue, which they played it last time.
Oh, God.
I don't know why that happened. Didn't they play it like 4 in the afternoon?
That is correct.
Well, not quite. Exodus was like, come on, you guys, let's tear all these seats out. Come on, everyone, let's tear out the rows of seats. We're all like, no, we're sitting in them.
Yeah.
But didn't the seats get torn out? Or maybe like
I don't think so.
I think maybe a couple of seats like in the front, but it's not like was not the massive.
Yeah,
they were asking for it.
And this is my favorite Creator song, and too bad they never played it live and the Renewal. And
maybe this time.
I saw the set list for the tour, and not again. No.
How do you know what the set list for the tour is? They don't
internet.
Play. Yeah, but they don't play the same songs every time.
Yes,
they
do.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
what?
They do.
Like,
that's what we knew last time.
Aw, oh, jeez.
Yeah, and like Creator, like they have a very good European website,
yeah.
And they have like very active forum when people go to the show and they post set lists.
Oh.
And like for the last tour, it was crazy. Like everyone was like going like 20 dates, and like even like the encore, like everything was the same.
Everything was exactly the same.
So bikes and looks like.
Well, they still put on a great show here, so.
Yes, and no, the set list is good, but they just never play my favorite song, but that's okay.
Renewal? Was that?
Renewal, yeah. That's my favorite Creator song. And after that, we'll listen to Voivod from their new album, Infinity, and the name of the song was From the Cave. And yeah, and let's listen to some music.
Tim had a good day yesterday.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's a good, let's...
I am extremely sleep deprived. I've just been, I picked up a couple extra shifts at work, and I don't know. Tim was probably out drinking until 3, but I was out working until 3. So
you may have served him and not even known.
I may have even.
I was the drunk one.
Oh, that guy, right?
That
yeah, the guy that drank 3 kegs of Guinness. That was you, Tim.
Yeah, that's why I'm so energetic today.
Yeah, so if we seem very incoherent or the sentences just don't happen properly. Yeah.
That's how it usually happens.
It's not just him today.
It's not just... Well, if that's the quality of programming that you used to, then hooray. Hooray. What are we going to listen to next?
Okay, let's talking about the alcohol and...
The what?
The alcohol and
the alcohol
and drinking it yesterday because of the speciality of the day.
St. Patrick's Day, the speciality.
So we'll play a Scottish
of
band.
The day.
Yeah, we'll play a Scottish band to offend them. And Real Mackenzie is a Scottish / local band. And I think the best day until tomorrow is a very
great tune.
Appears to
they did not. Did they play to the show after I left? They had not played it by the time I left.
Last week, Tim and I were talking about the Real McKenzie show that was happening, and he was upset that he had to go to work, and he had to close at work, so there wasn't going to be...
But
yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. He was upset that he couldn't go, but then I got a text message from him like in the middle of the night that's like, fuck work, I'm going to the show!
Like, he texted us for work. Have they gone on stage? And they hadn't yet, and we're like, oh, not yet. And then he got in the cab, and we texted us, so you missed it. And they're just doing the encore now. He's like, what? But they just started!
I didn't even know how to reply. I was just like, yeah, that's cool, Tim. Right. He's probably wasted by now. He won't remember this.
But I made it to the show, and it was good. And yes, they played the song. Okay, let's listen to Best Day Until Tomorrow by Real McKenzie's.
Mm-hmm. On 101.9 FM.
CITR.
In Vancouver.
Go.
Go.
Do it.
We'll be right back. Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down, CITR 101.9.
It's true.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Whatever Tim says, just listen to Tim. He knows what he's doing.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Okay. 100% confidence. I got it. I got to have confidence in Tim.
Thank you very much. We'll listen to the Real McKenzies, to the Best Day Until Tomorrow, which is today. It was very good yesterday until I woke up and I felt average.
Until I felt average.
Yeah, and after that we just listened to the new
English second language is amazing.
I'm sorry.
No, I completely enjoy it, and so does Trevor. And
I'm sure people do too. I hope people like it funny way too.
What? Yep.
Please accept.
Well said.
Okay, anyway, and after that we listened to the new Against Me song from their upcoming album, White Crosses,
when's that coming out?
In June.
What labels are coming out on?
Major label.
What? You didn't check the indie box, did you?
I hope you did.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, that was a cigarette lit.
Really?
I think so. Oh. Well, not lit.
Okay, so, and
they care deeply for each other.
Against Me was good. The album.
Tim got to see them in concert, and he probably got to see the Cancer Rats too, which is great, and I didn't.
And they play your favorite Sabotage cover of this Beastie Boys.
Yeah, and it's a good cover.
I saw that video.
Yeah, it's very good, huh?
Not bad. Didn't go?
I was planning on going, and then before I got tickets, Tim was like, oh, no, it was, I think Bryce told me, he's like, oh, it's sold out. I'm like, shit, of course it's sold out. Oh, well. It's all right, it's not like they're old, and they'll come again. They'll come around, and it's not like their shows are really expensive. It's not like Simon and Garfunkel who are coming to town, who I kind of want to go see, except I can't afford $200 for a ticket. But I mean, I could.
But they'll be dead before long.
I would, yeah, exactly. I can't justify $200.
Oh, that's why they can make their prices high.
Exactly.
So we're planning on to die soon.
Hell, I think Art Garfunkel has been dead for 10 years.
I don't know if that's the logic behind it, but yeah, we'll just go with that.
This is the name of the tour.
We'll be dead.
Last chance tour.
Last chance.
Last gasp.
Last gasp. Oh.
I bowled the game of my life yesterday.
What?
169.
Oh, hell,
I know that's not very impressive.
I thought we're all going to go bowling together.
Well, my plan is to take a team to the punk rock bowling thing next year.
Yes, please.
So brush up.
I will.
So yeah,
more on drinking than bowling. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, don't worry. I'm well practiced at that.
And so there's a show too. So
yeah, exactly. Manic is Manic.
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year.
I've been brushing up on my bowling and my, like, bar trivia skills.
There you go.
There we go. It's a bright future. It's going to be a great time. No, actually, hopefully I do have some kind of bright future because I guess I should tell people now because Tim's not going to be around for a couple weeks or he's going to be missing a couple shows. But come April, middle, end of April, I am going to be going to school full-time for 12 months, intensive for a year. And so Tim is going to be taking over for my show for me.
Boo.
For 12 months. Yay!
Boo, her leaving, yay, him coming.
What?
Booyah!
Oh, booyah!
Yucca!
Yo!
Yeah.
Oh, and so
you gotta make
Tim...
one point at a time so I can boo and yay those.
Oh, sorry. God.
Boo!
It's just, today is just a very, very tired day for me and Tim and other people. But that is why Tim has been slowly taking over the show, doing more, less co-hosting and more actual hosting things. So... best of luck to Tim. He doesn't really need it because he's doing an amazing job. But my last show will be April 22nd. And I don't know, it's kind of sad that I had to do it this year. My show turned 5 this year. But I guess maybe that's awesome. I don't know. Depends on how you want to look at that. But yeah, I've been doing my show for a little over 5 years. And I've been on the air for over 6. So yeah, hopefully I'll be able to return after school. But who knows?
You'll be banned by then.
Yeah, I know. They'll just totally
as
hate
a quitter.
Me
I'm surprised they let me on the premises.
Really
we thought you quit.
Just stop showing up one day.
Luke tried to push me out of the booth.
Yeah.
You know?
Physically. But, yeah. Tim will do an amazing job, I think. And every now and then.
School.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Every now and then I'll come by because I will have, like, spring break and weeks off and stuff like that, and every now and then maybe I just want to go to class because I'm a badass. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. But yeah, I'll be by every now and then, and I don't know, for a while I was thinking maybe I'll have some kind of, like, after my last show, maybe I'll, like, go out for drinks with a bunch of people, but you guys aren't going to be here, so
no,
doesn't
ma'am.
Matter.
Yeah. We're going to be in Spokane that night.
Yeah, they're going to go watch, Tim and Trevor are going to Washington to go see NoFX.
Teenage Bottle Rocket
and
Joey Cape.
Bottle Rocket, yep.
Joey, I thought it was Tony
Slice. Sorry.
I would really be happy if it was Joey Cape.
I'm angry.
I'm always mixing up those two.
What is your problem, Tim?
It's all right. I still think you're awesome.
Yeah.
Forget about this guy.
We're probably going to be in a little tiny room at the border for 8 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Where are you trying to take the Russian to? Spokane, I swear.
God, yeah, my friends have had a couple bad run-ins with the border police. But I'm sure you guys will be fine.
I'll just wear long sleeves.
Yeah. No, they don't care about that.
They do.
Really?
Every time that I've gone down
to
Seattle
to
see a show.
I do.
Well, because you're so innocent, wholesome looking. I go down with a car full of smelly freaks, and they're like, just pull it on over here, guys.
Pull it
just
on
get
on.
Out. Yeah.
You got to give yourself an extra 2 hours travel time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, geez, that sucks.
That's happened. Of course, then you're in the lineup, and one guy in the back seat's like, I forgot to bring ID. You think that'll be cool? It's like, gee,
you idiot.
Just get out now and walk back.
Brought this big bag of pot, guys. We'll just put it up here on the dash.
Everybody smoke as fast as you can.
Hurry, hurry.
Okay.
Indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's what's happening.
Let's play some more music. And yeah, I'd like to thank Marielle for this awesome opportunity.
Happened at the right time. You just, like, I hadn't seen Tim or heard from him in a very, very long time. And about the same time that I got accepted into school, he contacted me just, like, out of the blue and was like, I love radio show music. Good. Thumbs up. Me want to show. It was, okay, no, it wasn't that bad, but it was like...
It sounds like an email.
It sounds like an email I got recently. And it was something similar to that. And I deciphered it to be Tim wanted to do a radio show on CITR. And so I was like, well, come hang out on my show.
And who better? Like, honestly, I don't think I've even... You and me notwithstanding, I don't think I've ever met anyone more passionate about punk rock than Russian radio.
Tim will do an amazing show. The Russian...
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, play some music, man. What are you doing? You're sitting there.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You're just like sitting there, just soaking up the compliments. I'm going to break your phone.
Who are you playing? Who's going to be?
Let's play some Riptides, the Canadian band from Ottawa, Tales from the Planet Earth. That's their new album from 2009.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah.
On Asian Men Records. And
Well, I thought Asian Man wasn't doing anything. I hadn't heard anything from Asian Man for a very long time, and so I was surprised that this one was released on Asian Man. Which is
no, they're actually doing a lot, and for example, they have a huge release coming up, like Matt Skiba's solo album called Demos.
Yeah.
And it will be on Asian Man, and because they have good back catalog, because they have bands like Alkaline Trio and Lawrence Arms. Yeah. And other kind of bigger bands, so and they still have some new releases.
Yeah. Which makes me happy.
Let's listen to Riptide's on We All Fall Down.
Yep.
CITR 101.9.
Be alright.
got it.
Yes.
Don't look so terrified, Tim. You know what you're doing.
I'm still nervous. I need to be. Just no, like, you know.
No, you don't. You're fine.
Okay, we just listened to the new Anti-Flag song from their 7-inch called Second Coming of Nothing.
Anti-Flag?
Yeah.
They have a new 7-inch?
Yeah, they have a new 7-inch on Paper and Plastic Records, which came out...
Really?
Just, like, I think a week ago.
Interesting, because they have, like, a fairly new album that came out, like...
Yeah. The People of the Gun, which was out last summer.
Yeah.
In June. And this one, because the Paper and Plastic is a cool label, and I think they're friends with them, and they just did a new 7-inch. The 7-inch is done very kind of cool. It has the song on side A, and on side B, there's an etching of Jesus and Moses making out.
Oh, nice. Stuff.
And so there's no song on side B.
Yeah, I haven't seen the 7-inch myself, but like I tried to find pictures. No, but like the cover has the.
How do you know what Moses looks like?
I have no idea.
How do you know? I mean, I don't either. That's why I'm asking.
Like a hippie, probably.
I mean, like like a hippie, probably.
Like, who would be the woman in that relationship?
I don't know, but we're kind of crossing into very, very sensitive territory here, especially on air. But did we hear before that?
Before that, there was the Riptides.
Before that was us talking.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
or something. Was it? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't think we only played one song.
No, we played two songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Get together.
Sorry, I'm out of practice.
That was the Riptides off of Tales from Planet Earth. The song is called...
Dial M for Moida.
Yes.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh, we wanted to give away tickets for Every Time I Die right now. I think I meant to do this last week, but I forgot. So I'm going to do it now. Because Every Time I Die are playing with... Who are they playing with, Tim?
4 Year Strong and Polar Bears.
Oh, look, there's information on the other side of the page.
And Trapped Under Ice.
They're playing...
Oh, Metallica.
May or may not be a second-rate Metallica cover band. We'll find out.
Really? Are you serious?
Hopefully not.
Oh, Jesus. They're playing next Wednesday, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. It's going to be a great show. Maybe Tim will be there. Maybe I will be there. Who knows? But if you wanted to go see Every Time I Die with a friend for free, please give us a call here in the studio. What's the number, Tim? Do you know the number?
No, I have
Do you
no
know?
Idea.
No, you don't know the number? It's 822
604-822-2487.
Or, if you're dialing by letter, it's UBCCITR.
Yeah, for those of you not so great with numbers.
That's very helpful.
Yes.
And very logical.
Right, so maybe you'll be there.
Yeah.
Not what? You, I'm talking to the listener this time.
Yeah.
Just because I'm looking at you, it's because you're sitting across from me.
We have no chair.
Pretend there's a wall here. Maybe you can be at the Every Time I Die show, along with Tim and Marielle. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. And
call
if, you guys, now. If you guys don't want it, then... Too bad. I was giving to myself. I didn't say that.
But I like to play a song by Every Time I Die, and the name of the song is really cool. Who invited the Russian soldier? That's the name of the song.
Who invited you here, Tim?
You did.
You did.
No, I didn't. You invited yourself.
So anyway, let's listen to some Every Time I Die. Every Time I Die. That's a not very positive band name, but... but yeah, if you want to go to the show, give us a call, 604-822-2487, and yeah, it will be a good show. Let's see you listening to 101.9 CITR, We All Fall Down.
Wait till they send your son home in a box. See if you're dancing when water is everywhere. Wish is endless, but that's not ambiguous. Wave at the carries and more. Pulse while it fits you in hospital gown. Or fuck with the bitches. Photo for one. Photo the boys and buried your bow.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
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 This is all rock and
this
roll.
This can be all rock and roll, if you want it to be.
Who wouldn't?
I don't know, I'd be okay with that. Mm. We just heard King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their album Invisible Girl. That song was called I'll Be Loving You. And we played them because they are playing a show at the Biltmore next Thursday, the 25th. Should be a great show. I've seen them live before, and it's a good mix of, like, people who are really, really into the band and people who don't really know the band but are there to party. And so it's going to be a pretty crazy crowd. but no, they put on, it's always a fun time. So check that out if you're free next Thursday. Before that, we played Every Time I Die. Off of their album, New Junk Aesthetic, that song was called Who Invited the Russian Soldier?
That is correct.
I don't know, but he's here now, and he's here to stay for a while, so there's nothing we can do about it anymore.
I guess I'm literally curious what the song was about.
Yeah? I don't even think you were listening.
I can listen.
My humor is very damaging on other people's personal egos.
No, that's okay.
And I'm very sorry.
I just, even if I try to listen, sometimes I just don't know what they're saying in terms of language and yelling
loudly. I thought
loudly.
It was just the hangover.
It doesn't help much.
Tim's wearing a Dropkick Murphys shirt, and I thought he was wearing that yesterday and just, like, passed out in it yesterday and, like, woke up with, like, no time to change and goes, oh, God, I just gotta go.
No, I was wearing the...
Did you have a different Dropkick
Murphys
shirt?
No, it was Flatliner's green t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
I had my Dreadnought shirt on yesterday, the one I got at the show.
I wore a Dropkick Murphys shirt yesterday. I went to work yesterday wearing a Dropkick Murphys shirt with, like, green sleeves, and when I got to work, there were, like, three other guys who I work with wearing... Dropkick Murphys shirt.
That's why I didn't wear Dropkick Murphys
shirt. I was like, oh, God, come on, guys.
It's and like
it was
showing up at a party.
It wasn't
in the
same
dress.
One. It was. They were all different, but we were all very like, I see.
Mm-hmm.
A common theme.
But yeah, my yesterday's t-shirt smells like beer like crazy.
Well, that's attractive, Tim.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I spilled beer all over
your mouth?
Myself and my friend Alana, who had a birthday yesterday, and she was telling
me
about the story how long time ago I think I spilled a picture on here. I said, and was it like that? And I spilled another picture on here.
Tim, you are a terrible friend.
It was memorable.
People will forget you for better or for worse.
But no, it was fun. It was not that bad.
Yeah. I hope you guys had a fun and safe St. Paddy's Day as well.
Yeah, yes. Okay, let's talk about the other coming up shows.
Yeah.
Slackers are playing next Thursday.
Yes.
The local band The Valuables are opening for them, and they play
will probably
at the
be
rickshaw.
At that show.
Yes.
At the rickshaw, you said?
Yeah, at the rickshaw again.
I know Flatliners are coming.
Flatliners are coming. Mm-hmm. April 9th, and they play in the amazing bands Broadway Calls and Cobra Skulls.
That I did not know. I like Broadway Calls very much.
Yes.
They're a good band.
And Cobra Skulls.
They're like the Loved Ones if the Loved Ones hadn't started to suck.
Well, I didn't say it.
Sorry, their new stuff?
Yeah.
Not so good? Still good. Still not great.
Still good, but like
Broadway
not.
Calls, real good.
Thumbs up.
Me Reki.
Yeah, that's why I was surprised that you wasn't that excited about the show, because I'm like...
Well, it's not that I'm not excited. I'm not going to be here anymore.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Trevor's moving away.
That's correct.
Far away.
In Parksville.
It's 2.5 hours from downtown Victoria.
Remember the show. Right now we have the Holy Trinity right here, right now. And very soon it will be dissolved. Tim's looking really confused. I'm saying
too many, more than two syllables words. So
the three of us.
The trifecta.
A most glorious moment. Huh? What? Oh, shows coming up. Right. I was paying attention. That is correct. Every
Mayhem
time I die.
Is coming?
No, not anymore. They
canceled.
They canceled their tour like a week after they announced it. They announced a North American tour to celebrate their 25th anniversary of like being a band.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was really excited. I was really excited. And then like a week later, they just canceled the whole tour for whatever reason. They didn't even say.
Tools. Well, no one's really in Mayhem anymore, are they?
Well,
there's like two different bands that call themselves Mayhem. There's Mayhem and
true.
The like, real Mayhem.
That's true.
They're all
But still, it would have been... It would have been kind of cool.
Yeah,
but it's just...
It's like if Burzum comes.
Yeah.
They suck, but everyone would go.
But everyone would go just because they're so cool.
Burzum! Wow! All right, let's go.
Well, that's because a lot of people who probably, like, who've remotely heard of Burzum don't realize that it's not really.
Yeah, that is basically New Age music.
Yeah. That's New Age music. I wasn't going
to
say that. But.
It is. It's like dark, synthesized New Age music. There's nothing to it. Most black metal is not really metal. I said it.
I have nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I don't
just for me, it was like talking like about seeing
ambushed by men in corpse paint as soon as I leave the building.
What else was I going to say? Protest the Hero are coming to town. They're playing April 4th at
the rickshaw.
I don't remember. I think he was at the rickshaw.
That's Snooker, isn't it?
Yep.
Snooker.
Yeah, Snooker. It's a show presented by Jägermeister, I believe, or April 3rd, sorry. April 3rd, Protest the Hero are playing with, how do I say this? Do I say The Set or The Set? The Set.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, they're playing with Hawthorne Heights and Elias and Abandon All.
Shoes?
Ships. Shoes. Abandon All Shoes. Abandon All Ships. That's happening at the Rickshaw Saturday, April 3rd. And we will have tickets to give away to that show later on, maybe next week, maybe the week after. Who knows?
Week after the show will be over.
What? Maybe after the show is over. Hopefully not, because that would be poor planning on my part. Or maybe Tim's part.
Okay, blame the Russian.
Maybe I'll just play with Russian. Doesn't he understand what I'm saying anyways? It's okay. He'll just keep smiling like everything's
Apple. Okay. Table.
Apple. Cat. Dog.
Glasnost.
Run. Tim looks real excited.
Perestroika.
I can talk Russian too.
Yes, it is true.
That's a lie.
NoFX. NoFX isn't playing in Vancouver, but they're playing pretty close to Vancouver.
They're playing in
Spokane, Washington, April 22nd. And a show that I'm going to in April, April 12th, is Amon Amarth. They're playing at the Rickshaw, which should be a fun show. And the same night, I believe King Khan and the Shrines are also playing. So
tough choice.
Yeah, well, I've seen King Khan and the Shrines before, and I already bought tickets to Amon Amarth, so it's really not a choice anymore. There we go. That's, I don't know, what else do you want to talk about?
No,
Korn. Korn is coming to Vancouver March 29th, playing at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Why do I know that? I don't know.
I just got a little sick.
It is not your turn, Robin. You watch out, Tim, when you take over. This guy is always going to try and talk during your time. Don't let him do it. And he'll try to talk about his show. He tries to do it all the time. Don't let him. Dillinger Escape Plan are also coming to Vancouver. They're playing... When are they playing?
Tim? I think they're playing in April, yeah.
They're playing sometime in April. We should have looked that up. But I brought it up because Tim has a song off of their new album that he has brought to play on the show today. It's good. I've heard a lot of the new album and I quite like it.
And of course, you like all this heavy stuff. To me, it's just...
It's all just noise?
It's not noise. They play very good, and the instruments are very beautiful.
Beautiful!
But, like, I don't know. To me, like, I'll play the song,
yeah,
and, like, it's just too heavy for me. I don't know. Like, I understand it's all technical, and, like, I can see why people like them, but, like, just for me personally, this is heavy.
That's okay. If you just keep listening to it, you'll eventually... Yeah.
It's that much harder to tell what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
Hopefully they have a song about Russian soldier, too.
Maybe. Maybe, Tim. Maybe that's what you're hearing. I don't know.
Okay, so...
Let's just play...
Thanks so much, you guys, for having me on. Much appreciated.
No worries.
Goodbye, Vancouver Airwaves.
Goodbye, Trevor.
Take good care of
forever. This is it. This is the breaking up of the trifecta.
Pretty much. For now. Until we form our bowling team.
Yeah.
And we'll or go. our pub trivia team.
Actually, yeah.
We can call ourselves Butt Frenzy. Okay. I'm really tired. Or Super Awesome Villains Forever. I don't know yet. Figure that out later.
All right, well, here's Dillinger Escape Plan on 101.9 FM CITR.
Oh, radio voice.